Okay, reminder to the public, this meeting's being recorded. Is there any public comment on non-agenda items? Seeing and hearing none. Is there anything any trustee would like removed from the consent agenda? If not, I entertain a motion to approve it.
So.
Second.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yep.
Justin?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes. Okay, radio, sounds like we're getting a screaming deal, Chris.
We are getting a screaming
deal. Nice work.
Well.
It's not a screaming deal.
No?
You can buy better, but you can't pay more. If their full retail is never, we've never paid full retail for a single radio, ever. It's always, we're always looking in the.
I got me so excited.
$5,000 to $7,000 range, and.
What do we need to discuss? Is there anything in addition to your memo, which pretty much lays it out? We'd be silly not to do it.
Not unless you guys have questions.
This is the same thing we did before, but we didn't buy all of them that we needed.
That is correct.
And so now this buys every one that we need for every piece.
That is correct.
Nice.
That gets us up. And I think at the time, no one really knew where this system was going to go, but they knew that at least part of it was going to be 800 and digital. And so I believe that Chief Rubisky at that time said, let's get that initial purchase under our belt. And now that we know exactly what we're dealing with and the equipment we're dealing with, this is to finish it out.
And these are the portables or the mobiles?
These are all mobiles.
Okay.
Yep. And we're set on portables.
So everything's good with those. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So this is the final. County's not going to change their mind again or anything like that on us. Yeah. I presume.
That is correct on the technology.
Yeah.
At least for 10 years, maybe.
All right.
We're pretty well set, Ken, on the technology and what we're going to be working with. So I feel real comfortable. The chief feels real comfortable with that we're going to be here for a bit.
Do you have a copy of the bid spec with you?
There's, I do not, just, unfortunately.
Did you do the encryption on them, too?
Mm-hmm.
And the OTAP and OTAR?
Yep. Okay. I don't know about the OTAR. OTAP for sure.
You guys are speaking in code.
Yes, we are.
Is there any board discussion about this? It seems like a straight-up financial deal.
As long as
do we have
not,
the money to do it?
Yes.
Motorola's not trying to get any point close to retail, and it should be half or even more off, and that is about where that's sitting.
Do we know how much they are compared to when we bought them 2 years ago?
I honestly do not. Would you?
Because they told us the same thing, that they were 50% off 2 years ago.
We looked at the overall cost a couple years ago when we made that purchase, but we didn't look at the individual cost.
Okay.
So I can't tell you that.
Yeah, I don't recall right off.
So nobody pays retail in this world. It didn't sound like to me, right?
They were around $5,000 a piece last time we bought.
Well, those were the portables.
Yeah, okay. Do the portables use the main ones in the cars to relay?
No.
So the portables are all on their own and that's it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we got to have the right radios in the cars, and, you know, we're in a difficult area to work with. I'm going to go.
Dan, all our carrier pigeons are dead. Okay.
Too much smoke.
Bob's been smoking lately.
Can you read number six? I'm not sure what that's saying. At discounts, the radios can be purchased for $7,607 for high power radio and $7,184, period. I'm not sure what that means.
So there's high wattage and medium wattage.
Okay.
And so that first number is the high wattage. The second number is the medium wattage.
Okay.
I know that we need a few high wattage, but we need mostly the mid wattage.
Okay. So are these 100 watt radios? And
they're the high wattage are 100 watts and the low are 50, or the mid range are 50.
Okay. So saving $400, is that worth it compared to having all 100 watt radios? Just asking. Because when we used to buy mobiles, all the mobiles were hundreds, and that's all we bought was hundreds. And then that's as soon as we went to the XTL 5000s, they were all hundreds. Mm-hmm. And the old CDM 1250s, 1550s were 50s.
And we discussed it in length with industrial comms and got the answer back that 50 is going to be more than enough for...
And 50 is going to hit the tower, but 100s if in case we were real far away to hit a tower.
Yes.
So at least we have one to hit a tower.
And we have the one to hit the tower.
Cool.
Any more board discussion? We have a motion.
What's that, Ken?
My preference is to have all high powered because I don't want some guy out there not being able to call out. But
well, there's going to be one high power inside every vehicle. It's just when we're on a fire call, we might be using three different frequencies at the same time. So then we set it to that frequency. And so for local stuff, it doesn't matter. And we're close enough to be able to hit the repeater. It's just given us the ability in case we're in the middle of a canyon or a 100-foot hole so that we could get out, and at least we have one radio that can get out.
But we should be able to talk to the people we're working with on scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then anywhere on scene, you're going to be close enough. But
motion?
Motion to approve purchase of the mobile radio package as presented.
Second.
JJ?
Yes.
Walt?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Justin?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes. Okay. Ken to attend the Montana Fire Trustees Association. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Wished I could go, but I was going to be in. I like the agenda and the speakers, but I'm going to be eating haggis and drinking good beer and whiskey.
Not a bad alternative. Thanks for going, Ken. Appreciate it. Give us a report when you get back.
All right. Thank you, guys.
We're not done yet.
We're not.
Don't go.
Don't hang up on Ken.
Do we need a motion on that?
Probably, I suppose technically we should probably do that.
Can we have a motion?
Motion to approve trustee travel to the Montana Fire Trustee Association Conference.
Second.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Chief's report. Questions for the chief.
I believe the chief is going to submit his report after he got back, and I believe that was in the email.
So we get no chief's report?
We don't have a chief's report. You said he'll provide one next month.
Anything we should know, Chris, in the interim?
Nope.
All is going well.
Engine's still down.
Engine's still down, and the pump is out, and the parts have been ordered.
Which one's that?
Engine 6-2 failed the pump test. And
was that one of the new ones?
No.
It's a twin.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't on scene.
No, it was actually during the pump test is where we found it, which is the reason we do the pump test. Mm-hmm. And when Prado pulled it apart, we basically found a couple of the wear sleeves have worn out, and the actual transmission shaft that comes from the transmission to the pump, one of the bearings went out, which is probably what it caused it, because there's just a tiny bit of wiggle in there. So, if we get the parts all back in another week, I would expect it to be back in service. And then also on engine 6-3, it passed its pump test, but it was just barely. And so I think it's just time to replace the wear bearings and stuff on that, which is a much simpler fix and it goes a lot quicker. And it's significantly cheaper.
Are those the two twins?
Those are the two twins.
Oh, okay. Sorry, did you guys change the numbers on them? And I don't know what they are anymore.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, so it's both twins. So
nice. Just kind of.
It was just wear and tear. Yeah, Prado went back and looked at engine 6-2 that had the most wear. And the last time that was rebuilt has been, 7 years. Mm. So. That's pretty good for the amount of pumping we do.
Yeah, not bad.
It's not bad. So, it's really lucky, in fact.
Trustee activities besides Ken? Anybody got anything cooking? Any announcements?
Pancake breakfast is October 1st, 7 a.m. to 11.
October 1st, isn't that going to, some of the trustees that are going to be on?
I didn't hear.
He says it's some of the trustees.
Yeah, but it coincides with the trustee meeting. And I think, and that's what I, when I talked to Brian about it, that's one of the reasons he wasn't going to go, or the reason. Mm-hmm.
So then the next board meeting is the 18th, is that right?
Yes.
How's that work for everybody?
Yes.
I'm good.
I'm good too. We're setting a new record here.
Never to be broken. Be tough.
Anybody got anything else? All right, the meeting stands adjourned. Thanks, Ken, for calling in. Sure.